require that you do it. But you know what to look for now. And this is a type of thing that there is no way to fight. Did you look at that woman, the child with the blonde hair? Did you look at her? She's dead. The spokesman of the master, whatever he is, priest.
The daughter.
She is dead. There is no life in her. Look at her eyes. But you have all the clues. That is your enemy. The illusion of all of the things that, quote, the devil, Satan, will give unto you. They don't have anywhere to turn to say, how is it different? You tell me that spacecraft don't exist. You tell me I'll be cast into hell if I have a thought that might be unclean by your judgment. You tell me all of these things are wrong, and yet I watch you do it, Mom, Dad. You tell me what else to believe in, and I will consider it. Go watch TV, child, and get out of my hair. Well, I probably would do it too. And yet even on your television cartoons, there's violence. Always the guy comes back. You know, you kill the coyote or you kill the roadrunner or something, he's back in 5 minutes. Go watch this one in prime time while Mommy gets dinner. And there are reruns of Shoot All the Indians, Massacre, and Scalp the Children. Can you imagine stripping a child's skin from its body while the mother who just birthed it watches? I don't say these things to you once to make you suffer. But if you don't know the enemy, how can you combat him? And you see, the child has no perception. It gets to that point. But the first time he can kill a bird with no pain, be very careful. That is the problem with hunting. It always brings killing, and it hardens the heart against life. It reduces life to no value other than sport. And parents don't realize that. Adults don't realize that. There was a time in this world when man lived by the gun, by the death of his fellow relative. And this is sustenance for man, and God sent creatures. We eat meat on Pleiades. You eat meat here. You do no honor to the cow that has been slaughtered by throwing her remains into the trash. And you don't want your world to become overrun with cows. There has to be balance. The imbalance already is there. So there has to continue to be some kind of balance. But don't go for the old bullshit that I go and kill to maintain balance, because there won't be enough feed next winter to feed the flock. Then let God weed it. But I'll tell you something about animals, and Oberle will tell you something about cows, being from a ranching family. There is nothing immoral about rearing cows to be gone to slaughter. That was acceptable practice for man to have sustenance. Although I doubt he would look at it the same anymore. However, in the years that there will be no food, the cows do not conceive. In the years that there will be not enough food, even the little chipmunks do not breed. Balance comes from nature. And unless you ones are careful, AIDS and contraceptives instead of self-control will weed out your species if nothing happens to the earth. Man does not want to exert self-control. Man wants to tinker with all the toys made available to make it convenient for him. To not assume any responsibility. And how can you possibly even realize that? It has gradually evolved. Seems like a good solution. And when that doesn't work, why not abortion? And I ask you, why not? I'm not asking you to answer me. That is certainly a choice. And at what point does a spirit inhabit that little nucleus of cells? Is it murder? Is it not? And what difference does it make in the overall scheme of everything? Well, what happens is after many abortions, psychologically a woman would shut down. She would psychologically become barren. You are breeding a barren species of women by what you consider a nice, convenient birth control method. This isn't discipline, brothers. This is what has evolved. Many of you who would not eat a cow kill your babies. This is not judgment. This is not even to bring judgment upon yourselves. Remember, no judgment. This simply is. And don't perceive it as anything else. But this is what we're talking about. Coming back into balance, back into harmony with that which birthed you. The mother, the creation created by the Father Creator, together birthed you in the human form and breathed life into you in the spiritual energy. Honor the rebel ray. That is also a creation of the Father, and it also brings balance. It is an evil balance, for I can hardly speak it. Forgive me, I get passionate about this subject. It destroys the other creations of the Creator and brings massive pain. And you have a merciful Father who cares and is touched by your pain. Jesus wept. Oh, Jesus cried his whole life through. We don't have much of a sense of humor about these things. these are not the things we witness on your place that cause us to have great humor. But it's why we will stand strong, and you will have the strength to rise above it and bring your brothers back. And you don't do it by condemning the one who goes hunting, or the one who conceives and has an abortion. You understand and have compassion and make it a little bit easier to see the old red road. The old red road of the ancients. The balance of what is correct. That works in harmony with the universe and not in destruction of it. You have the most delightful time in front of you that you can ever imagine. And it will be shared with these youngsters. Oh, yes. The Elis of your world are blessed. Because you have something else to give to them. If nothing more than a good, steady job in a motion picture studio, rather than the streets and the gutter of the drug-filled Los Angeles. Right here in the shadow of a prison, you can give them life and purpose and a place. That's what they're striving to have, is a place. It used to be that you could cop out and say, well, I came from a broken home. There's not one left in your world around you that is not either a portion of a broken home, or your parents were broken. Not one family has been left untouched. And I will guarantee you, if they are still legally married, there has been an emotional divorce, which in most cases is even worse for the child, because it is a lie that is being lived in front of them. So the old cop-out, my folks were this or that or the other, I come from a broken home, don't cry on my shoulder. I don't care where you came from. You're an individual. Breathed life into by God. And you are no lesser than anyone else. Have I lectured long enough? Is everybody now really miserable?
Did you have another question?
He's sorry he asked that.
I think I did.
Alan, you are not alone, friend.
I know that.
You cannot even comprehend the love we have. We're not going to let anything happen to these babies. But we have to be gentle before we scare them away or push them into a corner. There is nothing more stubborn than a child. And once he sets his mind against it, to bring him back through, a negative no becomes all but impossible. Leave him to his truth. These children would be fine. And I would be aggravated, pardon the expression, as hell, if you ones don't bring it to me. How else can we do it if we do not share? And I will walk. I won't finish it. I will not sacrifice these children. So be it. And if you trust me enough to be in this room with me, trust me enough to share those problems with me. The problems of this world are too big for you ones to handle alone. They're going to get bigger. Lean on us in the only way that we can help you. I cannot pick Eli up and paddle him. I may after I get manifested, but I can't today.
I can't either. It's getting bigger than me.
Yes. When he gets to be 9.5 feet tall, you better watch out.
More than halfway there.
And that doesn't do it anyway, does it?
That's right.
But there is help from us that we can do. And I'll give these children more positive proof than I ever will for you once. Because so far they've had the short end of the stick. So be it. I would just leave that buried right there. Somebody asked me something funny. We were laughing earlier today.
What are your abilities on making rain?
Excellent.
I was going to say.
Could you work on that kind of stuff today? Looks like we got it halfway there. Could you help us?
It might spoil the drought.
That's true. It might just let the smog get a little thicker. Just a little, though. Just to rinse the dirt off the leaves.
Just enjoy whatever comes.
Well, I will, but work on it.
There's been something that I've been curious about that I'm half afraid to ask at the moment.
Rick! If you're not all the way afraid to ask, then let's have it out.
Only because of the length of the possible answer.
I would tell you something. It's a secret. I'm going to tell you. When you ask me a question, I will answer it until everyone in the room hears the answer. So you better keep an eye on Oberly.
So we better.
Oberly is the one who is sitting there tending the tape, and he says, "Is he going to go on for?" Yes.
Can you phrase it in a yes or no?
Well, this has been something I have been curious about, and I am going to be curious as to how you answer it. I would like to know, at your level, what some of the handful of philosophical...
Saved by the bell.
Hold that thought.
Because you said the word...
This is a problem that brings terror to the hearts of every parent. I don't care what age. Because if you're a parent old enough to have children that you perceive are past the age, forget it. And if you do, you undoubtedly have grandchildren coming into it. It is as I have said about AIDS. Before it's done, it will have touched everyone in this world in some painful way. Either personally with it, or ones of yours that have it. It truly knows no sexual preferences. That is a lie. That is where it began to be spread the most. But it will touch you all before it's done. These children coming out of the drug cult, the poor little mothers who make their money through prostitution to feed their drug habit and keep producing these children one after another and abandoning them, almost all of them are born with AIDS. Whether it is dormant or active, they grow up already handicapped. They will go forth, and no matter what kind of lifestyle they live, heterosexual, homosexual, or without sex, for it is not the only way it is spread. It is already so rampant. It is too late. It will cease when the time is proper. Now let us be philosophical with Rick's half-afraid question.
What are some of the key philosophical issues that create the most heated debates where you are?
What did Semyazi tell you? Or which level are you asking me from?
Commander level. The most participatory, enthusiastic responses come from what types of issues?
Interfering in what you're doing. Whether we should be allowed to project more power from ourselves to get it under control without sacrificing of the species. A disagreement in many cases with the Cosmic Council. Even on our level, many ones are willing to make the sacrifice of picking up more karmic responsibility on our shoulders, if you will. I'm using us, me, we as just general. What I feel about it is immaterial to your question. As a matter of fact, I do not take it personally. I am very happy to share how I feel about it, because it becomes kind of wishy-washy too. When I see that by a mere flick of a switch, we could shut something down, I'm very prone to want to do that, because I have a different kind of problem. I have grown very, very what you would call emotionally attached to you ones. And I don't like to see you impacted. I, too, would rather watch the whales go free than to worry about your children making transitions from starvation in Africa. And yet when I see this group impacted in many ways, I want to pull a little switch. And I can only tinker through the mind a little bit. I would like a more active part. Sometimes I think that must be why I want to manifest so badly, to work with you. Then I can have somewhat of a physical impact on the situation that I feel very helpless about here. But in general, that is the philosophical difference. And most of the ones of the councils, Germain has been there. There are some of the masters. Where are the masters? That's a little different. Where shall I go? Some of the White Brotherhood. Some of the Archangels. Most of the Archangels have never manifested in human form. And they seem to carry the greatest load of responsibility of maintaining balance in the cosmic councils. So Germain might get up and say, well, hey Gabe, why don't you get down there for a while and give her a try? This is one reason the father energy will come and experience as a commander, to bring balance into a philosophical situation by experiencing you touch more closely with it. And since the frustration of the inability to change something as rapidly as you would prefer it. For the God can, in a twinkling of an eye, change everything. Anything. All. And when he is willing to put limits on his own actions, it requires that he experience and feel of that frustration. And that brings understanding. And quite frankly, buys you more time. Don't let that be lost on you. but that is about the only big debate. Sometimes there comes into a philosophical discussion whether or not there should be more free will granted on other places. And quite frankly, most of these other places are so well balanced that free will would simply destroy it. But somehow, the God Source seems to think that his creation should be able to handle it. And that would put more worlds open for experience of the souls who are waiting to come and experience in these very places. So there's great philosophical difference and many debates. Sometimes they're heated debates, but they're always reasonable. Always done with great love and respect. With no losers. Sometimes one swing around and get on the other one's side. Sometimes the best, and one game we enjoy, is you be the bad guy, I'll be the good. How do you feel about something, Hatton? Well, I feel we should have a little more physical input. All right, you get to be the one this time who debates in favor of no physical input. And I've got to come up with all the reasons why we can't have any physical input in due place. Causes you to think. Causes you to come to an agreement within yourself, back to balance. For I want to tell you, if we tinkered around in your place, sounds pretty good to some, you know. Wally gentleman says, why don't you come in mass? Why don't you stop this? Why don't you do this? Well, brothers, maybe have tons on your side. There's some up there who have no compassion one way or another about you. And if I can do it, so can Joe Blow from Planet Helix. And as a matter of fact, from Planet Helix, they don't care what happens to you. They don't work on any emotional basis at all. They just have none. They neither want to do anything to you. They'll even help you get out. But they're very objective about it. And if I can do it with love, they can do it with no compassion, because the universal law is fair. And who's to judge? If we interfere, somebody has made a great judgment. We can discern that if you put up Star Wars system out here 150 miles out in, beyond out into space, that could very well impact us. That's just good sense to stop it. But what are we to judge what you do to each other on your place? I might have more to say about it if I'm sitting in your living room. I have a lot to say about it if it's going to be Dorma. It's going to get blown up. Shuts my mouth, doesn't it? Much less I care.
We have about a minute left on this gig.
Well, how far did Rick want to go with his half question? Does he want to half answer or whole thing?
That's fine.
Okay, then you better put on your tape because he's about a third of the way through.
sorry, Commander. I'm joking, sort of.
Sort of.
That's all right. The next time Sananda stands there, I won't let her open her mouth at all. And we'll see you squirm.
Well, I still feel his energy around.
Sure, of course you do. You better. We've all settled down, you see. We don't have to worry about supper or anything. Did you once?
Well, you eat, you said, but how come you're not hungry? You just eat to eat, kind of like me?
Well, I... I eat if I'm manifested around the ship. I don't usually eat. But what do you want to do now? Do we want to play more games, or?
Well, I thought that was a good question. I thought it was a good answer, too.
It's an exceptionally good question.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Wouldn't that good? Anything that can get an answer in less than 45 minutes can't be good.
We've had 2 hours this session. I think that's enough. Norma, don't you?
Yes, I do. But like I say, I don't just hit and run. I stay until all of you've been hit. Just as the masters are asked in. It's always nice if someone says, we've had enough, so I feel like I can go without depriving.
It has been a delightful lesson. It's different this afternoon, we think.
I don't want, before I go, I don't really want to leave you ones with unrest about the children in this world. And I'm not